kid at my fishing spot today. He's not very good, but I'm going to teach him how to fish better.
If you teach him to fish, he'll be able to catch fish for the rest of his life. Do you like to go fishing? If you do, then you'll love today's story right here on Keys for Kids. Did you know that Jesus wants you to learn how to fish? Not with a hook and a reel, but with God's Word. Jesus wants us to share the good news of His salvation with other people, and that makes us fishers of men. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus called to His disciples, saying, "Come, follow Me, and I will show you how to fish for people." Our story today is called Gone Fishing, Part 1. Santiago quickly scribbled a note for his mother, "Gone fishing," then grabbed his pole and bait and hurried down to the river. When he reached his favorite spot, he saw a boy already sitting there. He hesitated, then decided to stay at the spot anyway. "Catch anything?" he asked as the boy jerked his line completely out of the water. The boy looked up. "Nah, this isn't a very good spot." Santiago couldn't believe his ears. This was the best spot on the whole river. "I've been sitting here all morning without any bites," the boy complained as he jerked his line up again. "Well, you have to be patient," said Santiago. "How often do you pop your line out of the water like that?" The boy shrugged. "Every few minutes, just checking to see if a fish has eaten the worm yet," he frowned. "Never happens." "You fish much?" asked Santiago, sure he already knew the answer. The boy shook his head. "Nope, first time." "What's your name?" Santiago asked. "Pete Fisher," the boy grinned. "I figure anybody with the name Fisher ought to learn how to fish." Santiago sat down. "Pete," he said, "we've got to talk." After baiting his hook, Santiago cast the line into the river and proceeded to give Pete advice on fishing. At dinner that night, Santiago told his family about Pete. "He still pulls his line up way too often, but he's getting better. I'm going to help him." "Good," said Dad. "His name reminds me of Peter in the Bible. He was a fisher too." One day, Jesus came to Peter and said, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." "Santiago, you have a perfect opportunity to fish for Pete." "I'm not going to fish for him," said Santiago. "I'm going to teach him how to fish so he can catch fish for himself." Dad laughed. "What I mean is, you can fish the way Jesus was talking about. You can help Pete know more about Jesus and what he's done to save us. Perhaps God will use you to bring Pete to him." So how about you? Do you go fishing? If you're a follower of Jesus, he's made you a fisher of people. That kind of fishing doesn't require wriggly worms or floppy fish. It requires loving others and being a friend to them. It requires prayer and a willingness to tell people what Jesus has done for you. And it's much more satisfying than ordinary fishing. Be a fisher of people by bringing others to Jesus. Our key verse is Matthew 4:19.
Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people."
And here's our key thought for today. Be a fisher of people. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids Unlimited account and you can go back in time to find every story from the past. Listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.